Little Frog. A meteor fell on Copenhagen one fine summer night. It went through the roof right into the TV of a family of frogs on the fifth floor. The meteor split open and inside there was a little frog. Daddy Frog and Mummy Frog took him in their arms and said, "Oh, he is so sweet. You shall be our little frog." And they called him Little Frog. And they loved him like their own child, and their two other children, Medium Frog and Big Frog, became his brother and sister. But as time went by, they became aware that there was a problem. Little Frog could sometimes be really naughty. One day, Little Frog was even naughtier than usual. He woke up early and went and drew all over his dad's face while he was sleeping. Then he went to the kitchen and baked the phone in the oven and washed all the books with soap and water. Daddy Frog and Mummy Frog cried and shouted, "Why do you do such things, Little Frog?" So they ended up going to the school psychologist to talk about why Little Frog did such things. "Right. It is really important that we come up with a plan of action," said the school psychologist. "So I'll call a frog expert." But before he managed to call him, Little Frog cut the phone cable. And then he set the school psychologist's hair on fire and had a pee in his briefcase. And then the meeting was over. Daddy Frog raged and shouted, and Mummy Frog cried, "Are you completely insane, Little Frog? We just can't put up with you being so naughty."
"Right, enough is enough," said Little Frog. "If I'm going to be told off the whole time, then I'm leaving."
And off he went, down to the station, and got on a train, and into a compartment, and sat down. And the train went through green fields, and through foreign cities. It went through the cold and the snow. And when the train came to the end of the line, Little Frog continued on foot. Little Frog walked and walked. He walked over desolate plains. He walked till he came to the big mountains. And he walked right to the top of the highest mountain. At the top of the mountain there was a cave. Inside the cave there was a very old man with long gray hair and a long gray beard. In front of him was a very old, thick book. The old man slowly opened his eyes.
"And what can I do for you, Little Frog?" he said.
"I'm way too naughty," said Little Frog. "No one can stand me."
"Oh," said the old man, "I don't believe you are so naughty. You just need to learn to find your inner peace. Try sitting here with me with your eyes closed," said the old man.
Little Frog closed one of his eyes, and then he closed the other eye. Then he couldn't see anything. Nothing happened. He opened one of his eyes a little, and he could see that the old man was sitting with both his eyes closed. Little Frog found this boring. Luckily, he had his markers with him. Little Frog started drawing in the old man's big book, and once he had drawn on all the pages in his book, he drew on the old man's face.
"What on earth are you doing?" cried the old man. "You are the most badly behaved frog I have ever met," he shouted. "Get off my mountain!"
Little Frog rolled the whole way down the mountain and landed in the cold snow. There he sat and thought about what to do. "There's no one who can stand me because I'm so naughty," he thought. "Where should I go?" And then he suddenly thought he could hear something. A helicopter. It was Daddy Frog and Mummy Frog and Big Frog and Medium Frog who'd come flying looking for him. "Little Frog," they shouted, "we've been looking all over the world for you." And they hoisted Little Frog up into the helicopter. "Oh, Little Frog," said Little Frog's mom, "I'm so happy we found you." She was so happy she was crying. "Yes, but there's nothing that can be done," said Little Frog. "I'm still naughty." "That doesn't matter," said his mom. "All that matters is that you are our little frog, and you are back with us." Epilogue. When Little Frog grew up, he was really famous, and all the naughty things that he'd done were put in the museum, and people came from all over the world to see them.